ich gerne sein wohl rumgehen, wenn ich it might not.
You please open that door before we all suffer. Yes, thank you.
So in the Philip, where will you be manifesting?
I'm not sure they use a remote. They use a keyboard.
You don't have a
because the first one is just a cover for the picture. What we have done there was just to sensitize members around the motion that was tabled in the House, requesting the committee to investigate matters relating to the ex-mining customers. But we had a problem with the researchers and the committee section around the usage of the word investigate. Because if you say investigate, you mean more than just ascertain the facts. But the powers of the committee was just to ascertain the facts. Because if you say you are going to investigate, you must actually interrogate even certain people, get people to come and so on. So I think you know the investigation that way. But then to ascertain facts, which is what the committee has actually done, was to say, look, we need to call certain number of institutions and organizations. And the organizations and institutions that we called are listed there, about 18 or so of them. Office of the Speaker, Premier's Office, and so on. They came before the committee. Obviously, the issue itself emanated from the concerns of the mine workers union, which is led by Norma Zele. And they protested by staging a city in the Union Jersey. And their main concern was around the establishment of the trust administering the 54.
Sorry, Chief. Paragraph 1 was agreed. Paragraph 2, you are saying, sentence number 1, the committee was also mandated by the National Assembly to receive submissions from relevant stakeholders and make recommendations that could assist in addressing the issues by ex-mine workers.
I think, you have the draft, I think.
I have the draft.
Yes, let's get you the final draft.
Where's the final draft? I've got this one.
You can have
it must have the logo of Parliament.
Oh, I know logo.
If it doesn't have the logo, then it's still our product. It's still the common product. It must have the logo of Parliament.
Did
you manage Chairperson to get the
right copy?
Yes, I stand by what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
I have added after assembly to.
Oh. Okay.
I said to receive submissions.
Submission.
I was saying it on the basis of you avoiding the concept investigate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Committee was also mandated by National Assembly to receive submissions from relevant stakeholders and make recommendations.
Recommend. Okay, no, I get your point.
Yeah, that is what I was saying.
Okay, no,
yeah.
Point.
Are we making corrections and additions already?
Exactly, that is what I was doing.
As we
go around, that's why I want him to go paragraph by paragraph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if that be the case, that I think the formatting of the first and second paragraph there's some way it repeats. Now let me just tell you what it's in my mind quickly. Just that I'm getting the document to end. I would have said during the proceeding of the People's Assembly, which took place, right? Or if I don't do that, I will start with following. As the following the occasion of the People's Assembly, but that date must still come, which took place in Bizana, in the Eastern Cape, on such and such a day, Parliament established the ad hoc committee. I'll probably do that. That's what I would do. If I want to mention the ex-miner, I can say Parliament established the ad hoc committee relating to what, following a presentation or an intervention by the ex-miner.
We lose union in that paragraph, the last union we lose. A motion was tabled in National Assembly on the 19th of September for the establishment of the committee to investigate. We will look at what are we going to say in terms of investigation. The issues relating to ex-mine workers, not union.
Yeah,
because you have union.
Yeah.
On top there.
Okay.
Right. The other very fundamental thing that I thought we might consider is that sometimes it's better to restate the terms of reference, so that you don't have to make your own opinion on what the committee was going to do. Right? Like investigate, you don't have to do that. Just say, it was established, its terms of reference were as follows. Mm-hmm. And then you just put them as they are. Mm-hmm. Then the reader is able to know now. Mm-hmm. Or no, that is what the committee is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
If you can bring them in the page one, then we have in for that.
Yeah, I'll be guided by you on.
Go on. Yeah, go on. You've got that one, which is the committee initially. What is this? Where are we now? We should be now in paragraph 4. Now, what Comrade Neff is suggesting, which
it
is correct,
can come
the terms of reference for the committee
where?
Yeah. We'll have just to clean.
Yeah, and then you don't even need that paragraph actually. Once you have put the terms of reference,
yeah,
because people will know from that.
From that, yeah.
And if we go to the fifth paragraph, we think that will continue.
Okay.
They were seeking to sensitize members around the fact that the MSS meeting to discuss the mandate given by the assembly and how the committee will conduct its business. And we say the institutions that we invited to as well as the follow office of the speaker, X-Men will continue on, premier's office, meeting case, X-Mother Cole and Gold Mine Makers, the National Department of Health, Department of Labor, Chamber of Mines, National Union of Mine Makers, the Mine Workers Project Fund, Mines Management Improvement Fund, the Department of Health, UK, the Danger Curators.
And should we think the correction?
Yeah.
On the fifth paragraph, when said here a number of victims, is it not will it not be relevant if you state exactly the meetings that we held?
Yeah.
Is it basically okay or not?
That's page on the paragraph.
There were a number of meetings.
You could say so many because you've got meetings.
Yes, yeah.
19 meetings were held,
or 5 meetings were held.
On the fourth page, in the report, again, sentence indicates.
Fourth page
indicates how many meetings.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's better if he brings it there. And
he brings it
where it is.
Where is this?
Indicating that the president was informed, that is an important one in case, that there was a background information that was provided by the president.
Was it provided by?
I don't think we need that
because it wasn't provided by the president. Someone did that.
Yeah.
So you can rather say a representative, because when you say it was provided, that it's either the president or the deputy president was here. I would
and
use the word friend.
Yeah, but normally there must be a representative. Whom did we get the document? Let's do it.
Communication was sent to advocate.
Right? And then she sent.
Requesting a report on the matter. So she sent a report.
and she sent with her, having been the one who signed for that letter.
No, somebody else, I think, was delegated the town. But the communication was directed to her, requesting the a report. Yes, on the matter, clearly, like, spelled out. But, like, the person who actually attended the signature.
Yeah, well, let's do that. When I report, you must then indicate to the whoever had signed that letter to give you the document. You must rather state that, because this is how in government things work, is that you may find that a person who is in that office, junior though, gives you the document, and you find that the presidency never sent those documents. I'm not saying in this case, but if, when you write document, it's better to state the person who actually gave you the information, so that you don't get into ambiguity. Or you just leave out the question of the president.
I think we have further down here. There is a name. The president. His president. The then head of communications.
Which one is that?
Page. On page three.
But I'm not going to be happy with that paragraph there. Replace it with one sentence. We have said there, the institutions and organizations included, that is page 2, ne? Included, comma, inter alia. Right. Now, on this one, we can safely say various departments and offices interacted with the ex-mine workers union prior to the establishment of the of the committee by Parliament. Now, further down there, we are being explicit in saying the presidency dispatched the head of communications to indict.
I'm not very happy with the sentence, the presidency and the background.
No, I'm not happy about that. That's why I'm saying that paragraph should be replaced by a sentence that says various departments and offices interacted with the committee before the establishment. Interacted with ex-mine workers union prior to the establishment of the committee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that.
I hope that I will be happy with that.
And I don't know, again, with Comrade Nkolopot. Yeah, I remember that time when we were saying we were not going to name people.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's correct to have Mr. Mrovin here.
Yeah, it's something that I wanted to talk to. Remember, we had a brush with the chair of chair because his name appeared. When you are giving a report, you give the context.
Of the issue.
Of the issue, without detailing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that is why we are saying various departments, without necessarily saying
who was.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's relevant.
So we should be cautious.
To say head of communications.
Yeah.
Then it'll just be question marks on people to say, I wonder who that is. Who's the head of communications?
Yeah.
So they are listening.
What up? My answer is, hey, we are counting the first and the second sentence in history.
That is page 3, that's 1,
and we
2.
Replaced it with that one of various admins and offices with the ECM, the Union.
Prior to the establishment of the ad hoc committee.
Then
before you go to the Congress, give the man even advice.
Then we go down there, Chairperson. We highlight the issues that the man ex-minority of the union has actually interacted with the office, the various office departments that were requested to come and present before the committee. And those are some of the issues that they highlighted. In summary, the issues are one, to establish a trust, the funding of the trust fund for understanding the 54 million. Issues around the extension of public programs, the ex-mine makers, use of money held by the mine from the trust, debt and sector benefits, non-credit awards, holding of the competition committee to seek out the act or law that disqualifies sovereignty, members of the members that were this speech around the test. I don't know whether you call it concubines or lack of better wage. Where they must, because if they are limited, they are not allowed to benefit. So that was the concern. So we thought we need to put it in a way that is not going to.
When did you put
the
ordering of the compensation commission?
Compensation commission.
Where did you want to say going to buy the new?
No, there in terms of relatives as beneficiaries or claimants. So we decided to treat it and put it in a more acceptable way. Instead of using the way
there was this issue you acquired Mr. Namazele's concern where like the daughter's law or Molovaza you know are not recognized. You know, as claiming. You know, I think like that's what it is.
No, that's okay.
No, I'm still looking at the issues of concern by ex-mine workers. That sentence, I'm not happy with that sentence.
The last sentence?
No, the first one, the first paragraph before the bullet point.
Oh, okay, the first paragraph.
Yeah. We need not to tell a story. Ours is to say, what is this? After a group of people led by Mr. Inomazele descended on the union building, a number of meetings were held with various stakeholders. Or we can say a number of meetings held revealed that there was this, there was a 54 million rand which was held by that one. There was this, that and that, this, that and that, you see. Because we were looking at the issues now, you see, and those issues came after that sit-in and a number of meetings. It was not only after that sit-in. There was a sit-in, there was a committee, there were revelations and there were issues. So after that that sit-in, a number of meetings held with various stakeholders revealed that there was a 54 million.
Alternatively. If you are shocked, okay, if you are shocked that all these bullets are part of a memorandum that we have here in your record, right? Then all what we can do is that it says that after those number of meetings have been held, right? So you can say gleaning from the memorandum presented the following were the demands of those. Then you can keep the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
That is if we do have a memorandum which has this bullet.
Okay.
We do have.
Yes.
And all of them, these bullets come all from the memorandum.
Would you be happy Honourable Member, if the report we're talking about from without the question from the president does actually have the, you know, like the list of issues as reflected in this one.
No, then we must mention that it is coming from that source. We must be able to relate to a source, so that if there is someone who wants to go deep into this thing, must not go to a wrong source. That is the only thing. When you report, you must be very careful, or you must. But if these things were gleaned from different sources, you just say so, from the documents that were received, then we say it's us who gleaned that these were the. We then apportion responsibility to ourselves. I guess that I don't have the document, but you could do that quite easily. But if they all come from the source that we received from Mujangu, then we just say from that source, this is what we got.
Okay.
ML Murabe is going out there.
Yeah.
You just say the head of communication.
That paragraph needs to be reduced.
I think yes, this is already there with the bullet point. Yeah, can you see? Because here the establishment dimension and other program different yes, different things, death and disability, all this, good things are claims, funds, unemployment funds is already here.
Now, I wanted to raise yet another matter to the chair. I can be discussing with you the writers now in the meantime. Is that the things that happened with the miners when they were at the it's not something we should report as if we know. Are you with me? You see, if meetings are held with you somewhere, and some people come here and say, I held a meeting with so, we must be careful when we report that story is if we do that, we must have been there. Now, because we were not there, we must reduce that to some short thing which just indicates that something happened. But we don't go into details because we were not there. We don't know whether that was the agreement reached today.
Exactly. That's why. Are you
with me?
That's why I would say that the president dispatched these officials who agreed with the. With those who are stating that sitting, you might find the word.
Yeah.
On certain processes to be followed.
That's right.
In resolving
that's
the matter.
And then you get out of relating something you were not.
You are clean-handed.
Yeah.
When you are doing
because
that.
Because you were not there. All
you were not there.
We were told.
You don't
yet.
Know the details.
And we didn't verify even with Murabe
exactly.
whether that which they are telling us is correct.
Yeah.
So you get out of it. I hope you see that.
If you ask me what I've said, I won't know.
But they have heard what
I've said. I won't know what I've said.
No, but I was saying that we changed the sentence to say the president, according to the information received by the court, because there was information that we received from the advocate.
Yeah, you could do that.
But then we refer it to according to the information received from the president.
Yes.
Then we see
two officials met with the group
yes.
and resolved that these matters were going to be followed.
Yes. Then you don't go into real the discussion.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. Leave the people go. Leave the people went back. Take that one out.
Yeah. Yeah. The agreement was reached. So, worry about whether they were ready to pass.
It's immaterial. Then we go straight to committee briefing.
A follow-up meeting was held in January. We have already said several meetings were held. Again, you are saying a follow-up meeting.
That
we have, again, we started with the several meetings. Were
yeah.
Held. So that no longer.
It falls off.
Yeah.
Falls off.
No longer of any contact.
Then we moved to page 4.
Mm-hmm.
There we focused much on what the stakeholders expect, what the consideration for conversation is for rather than to use in different ways. All the institutions, departments, and offices that we call. We mentioned them, doesn't the different actions have to, as a framework, what we're trying to say. I think because you suggested that we remove names of people where possible. And from the office of the speaker, it means we might have to leave the advocate and try.
Yeah.
And I'm not certain whether we also should remove the
because he's the cornerstone of this whole process.
The others are just institutions, departments, and organizations.
Can I take you back to the what's name to the first sentence? I'm taking your advice, and instead of saying in the process of investigating. Let us say, in the process of pursuing its responsibility, the committee held 13 meetings with stakeholders.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, the second sentence, which the sentence which follows, you can exclude it because in your introduction, you have already said this meeting were held with these institutions and organizations included inter alia.
Yes.
You have already told us there were institutions.
Yes.
So here you are repeating that you saw institution again once you have told us. So you could exclude that. Not important.
No.
Are you with me there?
Yeah.
Just for that reason, because it is now repeated there. Again, you are saying this included the office of the speaker. Now, we know already there at your list, those people are the ones that...
For an example, if you go to 3.1, we say office of the speaker. We don't have to have that paragraph, the first paragraph.
Yeah.
All we have, the information shared with the committee revealed.
Yeah.
You have one?
Yeah. Because the heading is Office of the Speaker.
Exactly.
It tells you already.
It tells you
this
that
information
comes
from
that
heading.
Office. Yeah.
You're suggesting that, let me just get clear. You are saying, instead of saying Office of the Speaker.
Instead of saying the information received
office of the
from the
fine.
Office of the Speaker, you have a heading there which is already telling us
where the information is coming from.
Where does it come from? So you just say the information said revealed.
Yeah.
So the heading tells us it's what it is.
I just wanted to find out whether in terms of the previous paragraph in the process of pursuing whether the derived from the second, I think the sentence starting this included up to fiduciary, is it deleted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All,
no,
all
gone,
the listing,
all
because
the,
you've
yeah.
got the listing
yeah.
in page one.
You've got the list
in
page one as your reference.
Yeah. You can include something you think will improve your report, but that is not necessary. All this re-mentioning what you have calculated already.
Now, after 2005, in this big paragraph, in this paragraph of the Office of the Speaker, I can't read into that sentence. The second issue was the...
Where was after a meeting with the
after 2005?
Yeah.
Down there towards the end of the last paragraph under the heading of the Office of the Speaker.
Mm.
There is a 2005. After that, the second, if we can just go to, the second issue was the issue of lawfulness. There are two issues there, so one issue must get up in terms of the sentence. You see, this is the second issue, what's the issue?
Lawfulness.
Yeah, you can say that the second issue was the lawfulness. Yeah.
Well, what is that?
That's the
I'm looking for English now.
Yeah,
the
constructive. Then the second issue was the lawfulness of the unlawfulness of individuals
holding positions such as counsel. Oh, no,
no,
that one.
No, it is right. The lawfulness.
Sorry.
The lawfulness.
Of
counselor
who are teachers. I'm just trying to to locate the relevance
of
that.
The relevance of counselors
to the mind. It's something that they raised.
Yeah,
but
there's
it was
relevant to the case we're investigating.
Yeah, it was irrelevant.
Yeah, irrelevant.
They were just trying to put their case that some people, they are teachers, but they want to be counselors.
Mm.
You see, because they were in the office of the what's name?
So we'll take that sentence all out.
Because they were just making also a position which does not relate to us wanting to know what happened to the mind.
In the mind. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go to a counselor and who is a teacher. What would that be relevant?
Yeah, no one there was just trying to make a noise.
The other one, if we remove the other one, just follow that, we should penalty the one that follows the company.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Penalty.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I probably to read that. The view of the speaker position that the ex-manager has in listening to or what they will have had to be interaction.
Now I said you mustn't even worry about they will have to be in the action. Just say to be listened to.
Finish.
Full stop. That was the view from that office.
Finish.
The interaction here is our job.
Hence,
yeah.
Hence the responsibility given to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that office just say was they must be listened to. Well, now we do the interaction.
Okay. The other paragraph that follows the presentation of by Mr. Mamad. There he is in to take us back to the 1975. And that position is that you had a hand in the
approval.
That's right. Yeah. As my uncle said, that the number of persons taken over the
year.
Instead, including the legal proceedings, asking for assistance from organizations and society, intervention of societies, and
institutions
of
high. That's right. Here now you are writing.
You are right.
Problem.
Yeah. Yeah, this one is right.
This only lies in payment of money. It's not a portion of the enormous amount of money that Then the payment is the concern of who qualifies as a payment. In the view of the ex-minority agreement, the initiatives will include partners of the ex-minority and close family members such as brothers and sisters. The ex-minority union is concerned that the amount of informing which was to be paid out to ex-minority could not be paid out in their view by and through.
Well, you could say which was to be paid out correct manners by bringing the sentence is that by the department.
Well, they could not be paid due to the citizen of the union. Could not be paid out.
It was at this point
that in 1906 the ex-mine workers union elevated their concern with the president. In which they stayed their city, I'm not sure whether here.
We're
presenting because this is what they presented, so it's a summary of what they actually
leave the city.
Yeah.
I don't remember what kind of protest they engaged in. For as long as we are saying they went there to demand this and that.
Okay, in other words, we'll debate in which they stayed.
We just elevated their consent to the presidency.
The ex-mine workers union alleged that an undertaking was made by the provincial government of the Eastern Cape at the union building. You must also remove
the union building.
I like that one, but it should be rearranged.
This one of sitting chairs.
They alleged that promises made by the provincial government were not fulfilled.
What I'm removing there to give a context to what I'm saying. The ex-mine workers union alleged that an undertaking made by the provincial government of the CK at the union building
was not fulfilled.
But you must talk about the food vouchers that they were given. Because you said it's a fundamental matter. We can start a new sentence.
It's a fundamental matter. You know, on that one, that government representative agreed that, we misled them into believing that vouchers were going to be given.
So start a new sentence for that voucher. Let me just wait for you to think, so that you tell us what you're thinking.
If we say monthly food voucher,
of that amount,
was
given,
were paid to
ex-mine worker,
They were paid.
To the ex-bank.
But then, obviously, there was that official addendum to say, don't pay. That would be a continuous thing. Monthly allocation of monthly dispute of this voucher.
Okay.
So they were, but then following that, the money with ex-bank, because now they were no longer receiving.
What you may have to couch is to start by saying that a promise was made to make a contribution of 840, I'm just thinking
food
loud,
vouchers.
By way of vouchers on a monthly basis. And the initial 840 was paid there and there, but it was not full.
Not for all.
Not for all.
No, because they went home.
They went home.
They were told that
they will get
money. They will get it at
yeah.
home, but
yeah.
it never came.
Oh, that's okay. That's better.
That's when he said we just wanted them to go home.
Yeah.
Because if we were not saying that,
they would
never
have gone home.
They would have gone home.
I know. That's good.
Let me just get the monthly food vouchers of
No, I think it was 840.
840, yeah.
840.
Where?
Where paid.
No, where some of them were paid, some of them were not.
Yeah. We paid to...
To some,
yeah. We paid to... And some of the Mopex Manuka have one inventory.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Were they given there and then to the...
I that's not my impression. Like the honorable member was saying, in order for them to get, you know, like the battle,
they had to say, we are going to pay you 840.
Yes.
Go home.
You go home. And I think in the Eastern Cape, the government went through their records, went and found some of them to be receiving social assistance from government, and they could not pay. They only paid those who were not, whose name did not appear on the database of the department.
So
that's where the condensing comes from.
Yeah.
What we should say is that they were not paid.
No, they were not paid.
Therefore, we need to.
No, just talk about the promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Can we pass to the
can
construct it even when you redo it.
Yeah. And
it was on this basis.
This
that
basis
that
Ekman can
No, then again we have already at the top of the said it took place on that in Bizana in the Eastern Cape on the 17th to the 19th of September.
Mm.
So don't repeat it took place where.
Yeah.
From the beginning of your report there, we have already talked about Bizana and the Eastern Cape. So when you rewrite, leave Bizana against it.
And
you just say, Emmanuel wanted to disrupt the people's assembly.
My worry is that there are a number of people's assemblies that we don't want to.
Let's go back. Let's go back to the introduction.
I can see.
It says, during the proceeding of the People's Assembly, we took place in Bizana. We
have
reconstructed
one People's Assembly.
Okay,
right?
No, it's fine.
And we have also said a group of X miners in that paragraph, the first one, came there. So when we again talk about disruption of the assembly, there is no longer really any problem there.
I would want to augment your sentence by saying, because that promise was not fulfilled, there was a belief amongst the ex-mine workers union that more money was owed to them. Hence, where is this now?
It was on this base.
Yeah. It was on this basis that they wanted to disrupt.
Why can't this chapter, the last chapter on page 5, be moved to the make that sentence when talking about the voting? Because it's with regard to the issue of food vouchers, the office of the premier. The last paragraph to be moved to
The problem about that will be that it is now falling on another heading.
Yeah, no,
it's not correct. Talking about the
No, I think what we need is
a general meeting
and just
Because I don't want us to lose that 3 million.
Yeah.
But we cannot be figurative. They believe, because that promise was not kept, a belief among them grew that more was owed to them.
Mm-hmm.
You see? hence they wanted to disrupt.
You will reconstruct that.
Yeah, you'll panel beat it.
He was here.
We can just say had similar concerns. Had instead of have. Yeah.
Where do you suggest we do that? Just had.
After Natal province, former Natal province.
Yeah.
Had similar concerns.
As the members of the ex-members led by that.
The rest is fine.
Then there was this proposal, we leave it there.
Yeah, we leave it there. Now, you have to make your sentence there better. Mm-hmm. The bracket which is on the name, bring it at the end of that name. You must have Provincial Department of Health, then bracket Eastern Cape.
In 203, the department began a process of capturing information from all files. The process which resulted in compensation of the use of 18,000 documents. This was used to pay a total of 11,260 who qualified, each receiving 2.4 million after approval by the Minister of Health. This process paid out the 11,260 in March 2013. The money was paid out from the original 2.4 million. current balance of about 20.2 million, that means we paid out to qualify you by actually. From July to September, for the compensation, Commissioner of the Court of visited different places of the airport.
Can you remove your bracket there?
Because
your
sentence is fine. Where you say, but I'm
saying,
it's a sentence which is okay.
Yeah, you use commas.
Just use the commas.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay because they are untraceable.
Yeah.
So,
From July to September 2, the compensation commissioner of occupational disease up. These are different regions of the extension, meaning efforts to try to trace possible significance. These efforts were hampered by members of the ex-manager team, who disrupted meetings, chasing away the discharge and destroying applications for the money interest of the 64 million. I think they were mutual agents.
Yeah.
And exclusion of manager from then this guy. Since 2004, the occupational health network took over the relevant tasks. Rather, they were trained in identifying beneficial groups and qualified cleaners, rather than letting the task to be done in the branch. The process of identifying and identifying beneficial groups and claims is ongoing.
Now this side, there are 28 speakers, it's handy. It's like...
Handy?
28, yeah, it's handy. It's handy. It's 28, which means it will go up at 2 more seven. Lastly.
Which one is that?
The National Assembly. If it barely can't be National Assembly.
No, I am only thinking of voting.
Yeah, which would be... After all the speakers, that whole 28, there's a list of 28 today. Maybe.
Of what speakers?
Hmm.
28.
No, it should have been yellow.
Yeah.
Green is up.
Is that green?
Yeah, it was green. Okay. Yeah, please.
Go.
Why is taking that one?
Let's proceed.
Because someone might have just stood up and proposed something in between while people are speaking and they want to.
Okay. Labor Department?
The department confirmed the existence of the 64 million, stating that it was available and was being paid to the dismayed claimant. The payment of beneficiaries is implemented by the Department of Health and continuing to a order of notification to the claimant. Unemployment insurance and compensation for injuries have been paid to the claimant and are still being paid for relevant documents in the presentation. The department pointed out that it was communicated to the ex-manager that payment can only be done within the confines of the law. Furthermore, that payment will always be paid to those beneficiaries who present the requisite documentation as proof that they or their dependents have been injured. You don't need to believe this as a defendant.
Yeah, that's
fine.
That's fine.
The department assured the committee that the affected department has always done all within the law to serve the groups and our community resources. 3.7, Chamber of Mines. The Chamber of Mines emphasized the fact that the long service award scheme regulated payment of service that was contentious in terms of the rules of the mine workers' payment. 1970 funds and pension plus for the mine, and all the funds approved by the Chamber of Mines at the time, which complied with the rules of the law on the long service award. In terms of the scheme, to qualify as a recipient, a person should have been an employee or dependent. The other requirements were that, in case of an employee, she or he should be above 55 years of age and have been a worker for 10 years or more. Moreover, if an employee was in the employer of the mine before 1981 and now not any longer in the employer of the mine house, qualified for the award. The other candidate that qualified for awards was those employees who had been retrenched, having served the cover for at least 10 years, to be above the age of 50. In the case of death after 15 years of service, the dependent will receive the benefit that could have been paid to the deceased. Payment and processing of the award when the employee was in the service of the mine was solely the responsibility of the employer. And if the employee was out of the service of the mine, may I repeat that paragraph again?
Okay.
The payment and processing of the award when the employee was in the service of the mine was solely the responsibility of the employer. And if the employee was out of the service of the mine, employee made the application through DEVA and or the employer. DEVA also took responsibility to pay long service hours to miners who were in the service of a closed mine. As the Chamber of Mines was not responsible for the payment of compensation or awards to economic cuts, but only regulated the payment of awards in respect of service that was not pensioned. The other additional points raised by the Chamber of Mines included the fact that mine workers' problems was for people who had been in the service after 1999 and were paid to beneficiaries upon age, not on retiring or leaving the service. The committee was informed that the ex-mine workers union had provided the list of names and employee numbers to the mine workers program fund. In the list provided, the mine workers program fund could only find 9 persons in their records, and those people were paid the benefit due to them. In case A, the Chamber of Mines indicated to the committee that a project for ex-mine workers has been established to ensure that ex-mine workers who are a medical person and find to have contracted occupational diseases are compensated. There is an amount of $2 million which has been set aside for these people and will be rolled out over a period of 5 years. 3.8.
I think it should not be left out. I don't know where are you going to put it. Is this question of tracing people? Is it the Chamber of Mines that contract DEVA to trace people?
Yes.
It's expensive. Yeah, there is somewhere where you talked about.
It will come under the.
If it's related to TEL, because there is a question where
on
DEVA, and where DEVA actually says the trace.
Let
me just note what the chairperson
is saying. Because the point which the chairperson is on is that the mine, the Chamber of Mine, it indicates that contracting DEVA is expensive to them, so that can come under them.
You know, they were saying that under that 9 that they could identify.
The list of people that could identify.
The list of people, they said they only identified 9 and they are in a process of tracing others.
Let me note it for inflation.
Well, that's fine.
Page 8.
Okay.
Under NUM, because I've read it already. National Union of Mine Workers, I think instead of told me, so that I use the word informed the committee. That including the word unequivocal.
Inform the committee that. Inform the committee that.
These members of Australia is poor. No.
That it is not the handle compensation on behalf of any person, or rather we should say employees instead of anyone, as well. And that they did not act as a conduit for payment. However, it admitted that they assist mine workers in terms of lodging.
Of clay. Lodging of clay.
I've contacted the Jews there and
village
there. Nam insisted that their role was to bring the issue of the commission under which my cards break. I, for example, make a recommendation to employers and implementing the decision. They also admitted to playing a role in this in setting up and include the determiner there. In setting up trust. And once these are in place,
they become responsible for
become responsible for their own roles or on their own.
For their own roles.
What do we mean the word entities there?
Entities are what they are, entities, that's right.
Independent entities.
Instead of having the national union in long...
Then it means what you must do, ne? You must say, when you start a sentence, the national union of Manwad, in brackets, no. Then from there, you just continue with NUM, NU.
Also, remember, in the evolution of the problem of ex-managers, they were not in the picture in terms of who the ex-managers met and interacted instead of so. I'm not sure whether members of the community.
It means we agreed. When you hear quiet,
Dagon, they were not in the picture. They didn't understand.
Exactly.
They were
not in the
picture. Now, when I say we should substitute the word picture.
Yeah, you must.
And
you
say they did not
understand. Yeah. Who the X-Men workers met and so.
Yeah.
I'm saying we're not aware. The point is that in 1987, I was not judging that advice, it came from a constitutional. That I think must be new policy. Because why it does that separately, it doesn't have.
I'm laughing at the following sentence.
No, delete the whole sentence which says they pointed out.
Yes,
this
is what
I'm deleting. Yeah, because it's really not.
Yeah, this is what I'm just.
Yeah.
With regard to the 44 million, which we must write in full.
And please remove intimate.
There is
no knowledge of this money.
With regard to the 54 million, Noon informed
the
committee that
it had no knowledge.
3.9 on mine workers' problem fund was established to regulate and control the payment of money to the leaders of the fund. The board of trustees of the fund comprised of equal representatives from both the Chamber of Mines and Noon. The fund was established in 1989, and the beneficiaries are the employees who have been in the service of the mines after 1989. The payment period for all beneficiaries is 6 months in case of dismissal and resignation, and payment was made instantaneously in case of depression. The fund also provides for shortage with regard to members when applying for housing loans. Ex-mine workers who were in service prior to 1989 are catered for under the 1970 provision fund. The fund covered, among others, death on duty after 1 year of service and funeral benefits. With regard to occupational injuries and diseases, it was indicated that these were paid by rent, medical insurance,
or in some cases in terms of pure IPA.
What is
it?
Now you've got to mention it first in full. I didn't see it anywhere.
I don't think it was mentioned.
Yeah, just make sure. I don't think it was mentioned anywhere. Mention it in full and then put it in brackets.
However, in 1989, a new permanent fund, namely the Mine Workers Provident Fund, came into existence, and as a result, most members of the 1970s Provident Fund, 1970s Provident Fund, as a new fund, I think they would be able to which fund, because it's called Mine.
Hey, the better thing is not there. That's not a good thing.
It
doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So, tune it up a bit.
Let me just
tune it up with that sentence. Yeah, tune it a bit and then.
In 1989, the new permanent fund, minor cut permanent fund, came in.
However, in 1989, a new provident fund, namely, came into existence. And as a result, most members deserted the other one.
Yeah.
Right? Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can then decide on what you want to say again. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it was a very long sentence.
So this was, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
Then
yeah.
You put your full stop.
Yeah, and then the rest you can leave it. You can delete that.
I think we must delete it.
Yeah, the rest you can delete that.
Yeah.
Then you can start with this.
No, I'm thinking most of the things happened when
employers agreed to the closure, and by August the same year, the board decided to change the fund from half members. By September 2000, all the 80 members had been transferred.
What is that for last members?
Is a fund.
The ones who were no longer members of the union.
No, but we, you are not, we need to have a sentence which makes sense.
From which...
What is it that you wanted to convey? Then we can assist. Now, if you can just tell me, you wanted to convey the point.
Okay, yeah. What is happening here, Chair?
Yeah.
Members don't last. It's membership that lasts.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Now, what did you want to say then?
Yes. What is the thing? There was this fund, and the other fund, because there was then this new fund that was established.
Mm-hmm.
And after the establishment of the fund, many left the other scheme.
That's
fine. And moved to the other one.
To the new one.
To the new one.
Sure.
And then...
Then what did the board do now with the old one?
Yes.
That's what you want to convey.
Yes.
Tell us what did you say?
First, the board of transit proposed to employers the closure
of that old fund.
Of the old
fund.
That one is closed.
Yeah.
In January 95, employers agreed to the closure, and by August...
same year, the board then decided to do what?
To retain...
To retain what? Because they have agreed to close.
To close the fund.
Yeah.
What is it that they are retaining? That is what you want to convey.
Yes.
If you tell us, we will be able to assist you.
Yeah.
No, what is the, my understanding, members, is that you have the other one, so because it's closed, the fund is closed, and you have members that have left, but then where the records will be and of everybody. After the membership, and
love, because you have closed the other one, but you are leaving them hanged. I don't know whether I'm
classifying. Yeah, I'm not very sure. Now what I see the story is that there is a recommendation here, which says let's close this.
Yeah.
Because many people now have
moved
to the other place. And they agreed, the board did the same, agreed, and
closed.
It's closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, after that closure,
what happened?
If you have read, I don't know, but now you can tell us, after that closure, this is what they did. Then we write a new sentence.
Yeah.
Exactly what they did.
In our democracy,
I think the point is that after it was closed,
Let's go red.
Yeah. Okay. The point is that after it was closed, and then there were those ex-miners who were no longer working, but who had invested in the fund. So in that way, it was kept for those members. Those members should be stopped because I think there were employees.
But have had investment.
So what happened is that
that's very important.
It's very important.
Very important.
What happened is that there was a new one, and then those who were still in the mine just moved to the new one.
Mm-hmm.
But there were people who were no longer members, were workers in those mines. Their money was still in the old one.
Yes.
So they decided to retain that.
Yes.
And let's make a clear sentence.
It should be a clear sentence.
Yes.
But
which says exactly what you are saying. So you can, we must just say that the money which was in the old fund, I'm just now dreaming loud, you will construct money which was in the old fund, which belonged to mine workers who were no longer employees of the mine, was then, right? Is that what you want to say?
And you can use your concept to
retain. Yeah, you can reconstruct it in a better way. And then we pass when you will do it when you
maybe I don't know whether it's the members agree.
Yeah.
I want to make a suggestion that we just delete that sentence completely.
No, but the point that he's making.
Yeah.
The point that he's making. It
must not
add value.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm going to suggest that we...
Because that's a bone of contention.
Yeah. I wanted to say, okay, we incorporate it under this, as part of the sentence.
Yeah.
You know, in this one, the second one.
Yeah.
By September 2020, all 18 members have been transferred to other funds. I'm not sure it covers the first one.
By September 2000. All the active members have been transferred to other funds. It doesn't say what he is saying. What he is saying is that it's so crucial that the bone of contention that there are workers who left the mine, who had investment in the old one which was closed. So their investment, that is what we want them to get their investment back. So we must have that.
We must have that.
No,
because that is the money which is owed to people,
to workers,
who somewhere they Makaya.
Yes.
And so we must have a sentence which says that investment is
still there.
We can pass, but you must.
No, I've noted. I want to be 100% certain of when I take things here.
Yeah.
So that they by September 2000, that was January 1995, but by September 2000, all the 18 members had been transferred to other funds. What the fund does now is to look after the fund's investment portfolio.
Mm.
In addition to tracing and paying out of those members who are no longer employed or failed to claim benefits from the fund when they left.
Now, don't say lapse members, just again, that's the X minor.
Yeah.
But Avalapsana in the fund because they've got their money there.
Yeah. The investment of the mine 1970s fund currently stands at about 200 million. The
number of, I don't know whether the Nepal thing was good use
enough. I find myself wanting when I come in that
was kind of love pizza. Because when you say they have love pizza,
you are writing them off.
Yeah, you are writing them out.
No, there's the number of mine workers.
Yeah.
Then must still be paid total amount.
Exactly.
No, it's fine. Well, no, it's not that much. Yeah,
wherever there is
love,
there is
also taking them out. The number of X mine makers. Yeah. No, we have deleted the weight loss.
Yeah.
X mine.
Yeah. That's our point of contention.
Exactly.
No, he was saying, I think he carried that one of the command. He was saying I'm a substitute guy to always the entire practice.
So that the thing that they talk anything.
That is official, we don't exist. No, I've noted that. You regret to come and present once again. Because I'm worried because there is another one that follows. Just the sentence that follows.
You'll jump.
No, the committee was also informed about actions taken before and after 2001 to trace last members. You will change.
Yeah, change your last
members. Exactly. Information was shared with the committee that according to the reference analysis of the fund database, that they could be some of the last members who
changed.
Whose names are repeated in the database? Why the same member left one employer and then returned the one and named another employer? From the news provided by the ex minor testing, 18 common members were identified. This would pay three. Transferred to another fund and nine subsequently paid. The committee was charged with issues that use another way.
Yeah.
The committee was informed that the date of death of most of the members was defined as the death of the month.
Of the year following that in which the member was in, should have been bought. Absolutely.
And that proof, this was proof.
This was proof.
That proof. In verifying the identities of ex money. Who presented themselves with a fund for unclaimed payments?
Yeah.
Most identity documents issued by Home Affairs are particularly different from those of the fund.
Fund.
Let's see that sentence. I just want to see the context. Because we are now confirming that statement. Seems we are confirming that it is so. We rather say it's what they are saying.
That's
read like what they are.
But is it not correct to say here the committee was also informed?
Yes.
That document.
That's right. What they are saying.
Yes.
That's what
they
are saying. Absolutely. We can write like it is.
The committee which is asked should be capital C.
We use the capital C, but we are going to, when we clean it
up. When you clean it up.
We were informed. So it is them who tell them.
Yeah.
Then I'm happy.
And also the passport issued by the Department of Home Affairs.
Even the passport.
Because in legal terms, that Home Affairs is a completely different thing.
That's why you have you here.
I could be more than one place
here. But it's different from the roots of the past.
Yeah.
And the favor and good points. Remember, all favor to provide support to people who are training in the same area and to provide the Rob in regard to the concerns of external customers.
Rob in the lesson of your car.
Main role of TEBA is to provide support services to rural families in labor sending areas and improve the
farm. Labor sending?
Yeah, this way, labor sending areas is areas where labor is being drawn from.
According to that information we got here, Teva was no longer doing what the old Teva was doing. That is why you have it right. Yes, you have it right.
Okay.
But it is just sounding too quick. Because this is the new Teva here, which now, in the old days, the olden days, Teva used to be the recruiting agent. You used to enter the first to Teva. Now, they now just link. Now, I want us to have a, not only to be in the background, but a clearer way of indicating. We were informed that Teva no longer performs. Something like we were informed that the committee was informed that Teva presently no longer performs the function of the old Teva. It now is its main role, right, is to provide support. Are you with me? We were informed that before we go on.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest something that, that Teva is a registered something, something that stands for this and to differentiate it.
The name Teva must first be written in full. I'm here to it. Even on the heading there. Right? The heading must be actually the name in full. And in brackets you have Teva.
I don't know what Teva is. This is not a place for me to know that. Let's continue.
No, what I was doing is to add a sentence that you have to say in the past Teva used to do.
No, we must just say, you start by saying, the committee was informed, that Teva's role is no longer as in the past, full stop, right? Then your sentence comes immediately, right? Its present role is to provide. I'm now coming back to your sentence.
To your
right? Then your sentence will start with its present role is to provide, blah blah, and we continue.
Okay.
Now I need to
ask for should we, after we its present role to provide support services, we're on 3.11. The new sentence will read that its present role is to provide support services to rural families in their basic areas and improving the farm.
Yeah.
The role of EVA in regard to the concerns of the ex manual customers is limited to tracing ex manual customers or request by the Chamber of Mines. There are no links for relationship between the concerns and problems that are raised by the ex-mining customers and Teva. Since Teva only provides a commercial service to the Chamber of Mines to trace former employees of mine.
Because as you remember, in the olden times, Teva was part and part of the Chamber of Mines. And we were informed that now Teva has become a legal entity
which operates as a BEE for that matter. That is what I want the context to be. I just don't know how to pull that, so that we can see whatever now, unless it is requested by the chamber, there's nothing it can do. So you have put that context here, but when you pull it, you could try to make sure that comes out.
This sentence, second from bottom, union and the current ever.
I should add the current.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Edit
that. Sure. Moving to 3.5, primary of health in the eating care. The Medical Bureau for Occupational Diseases and Compensation in the eating care provided training to occupational health and safety coordinators with an aim of assisting in dealing with issues related to occupational diseases, not excluding issues related to the concerns raised by the right medical team. In implementing the medical examination and test procedures, the occupational health and safety coordinators visit the institutions where...
Now, the ones who are still there, you had put the occupational health and safety coordinators with capital letters before.
Yeah.
You must decide. Then you must continue with your consistency, because now they are. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's just a question of consistency. Yeah.
Also, that the MBOD under the Department of Health and Labour. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That distinction.
Yeah. You had what?
This one we said in the beginning.
It's part of the Department of Health.
Okay.
So we must indicate that it's not an independent entity. So I can go
on page 10.
They're still there where we were.
Where it's connecting the committee.
Yeah, the committee is on now.
This is where they are ex minus in places that are accepted to be there. I think we should see when you divide that dichotomy, the sentence into two. After the word accessible to them, they
are implementing the medical examination. Where they are experts in places that are accessible to them. To who? To the
coordinator
or to the mine worker. That is the coordinator.
Mine worker. Yeah. Then we should, instead of using the pronoun there.
That's why I'm raising the matter.
Yeah,
so that you can see that there can be confusion if you use the pronoun.
Mine worker. And we cancel, we put a full stop in it.
Yeah.
Then the code sentence is true.
Then you start a
new sentence with day.
Yeah. The code is
Then instead of thing, then that test the play as pay. As pay.
Isn't that them, you can say the coordinators assist the X9 workers, whatever you want to do. Those them sometimes can cause meaning, it loses meaning for them. Completing all the and conduct the chest X-ray as per.
The need to be reconstructed. Because what it seems to say that we...
Yeah.
What we wanted to say there is that the
coordinator, what is it that we wanted to say the coordinator
are
doing?
They wanted to say the coordinator is assisting conducting the chest X-ray.
What?
And completing all the medical reports.
That's
so what?
You don't implement medical examination.
Yeah.
You conduct.
No, we need to do that.
Yeah,
we need to.
They conduct chest X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually conducting medical examination. So don't worry about the medical examination.
It's an X-ray examination.
Yeah.
Or is it, there must be a more technical term than X-ray. Somehow it seems I don't have the answer, but...
No, it is actually
connected. I think it's fine. Is it an X-ray
for
examination, or is it a...
Is this the... I don't know what with the...
You will then come with this.
If you want to get a meaning, this is what happens. And people can write the English studies. You go in front of the machine, and a photo of your true avatar, and then that photo is taken to a someone now. Who then, I don't know what he does. And that is the process that is taking place. And if we want, we can capture that. Or if we don't want, we can write it in a way in which we don't get medically technical.
That's right.
Because that whole business is to examine what is wrong with it. Then we've got.
Okay, I think the whole center needs to be
and conduct chest ray examination and completing all necessary forms. You finish with your leave with that entire medical something.
It is not on the chest, it is on the lung.
It's on the lung.
Because it doesn't affect heart
and
other parts. It's the respiratory system. Yeah. Because that's where the disease, emphysema, etc.
Following this medical procedure,
not only the lung, because you get infected all over, but not only your lung.
Following this medical,
that center is otherwise will have to reconstruct it, so that it makes sense when.
No, we have done so. We said the coordinators,
assist
in conducting chest X-ray examination
and completing the necessary.
And that's it. We are not worried about much at all. Then we continue the physical exam.
This time we connect by qualified medical practitioner.
That's right. We are now qualifying who does it. That's fine.
No longer as. Following this medical procedure and examination, the documentation and reports are sent to the MPO. Remember we have.
We have already there.
We prepare the report and process the document accordingly.
Yeah.
However, the challenge has been that suspected cases could not be verified at the local, at the local office, not have proper records on some of the X-Mind cards, of some of the X-Mind
cards. But then that sentence is hanging.
It's
completely hanging, it's not following on what we were saying. That check it, you'll find that it's on its own now. You might have to leave it out because it would not change your story.
Take
it out. And just leave it accordingly.
Fidentia curator.
Can we go back to Deborah before we come to Fidentia?
Number 9.
There's one. We went to Deba under the under the impression that they were having records, records that would assist all and sundry to trace this issue. there is no sentence there that says that Tampa.
They say they have the record.
Yes.
Yeah,
either they say they have the record or they say they don't have the record.
Yeah.
There's no sentence to that effect there, which makes me uneasy.
Yeah, you know, you are right. Let me try a sentence which says, when asked by the committee whether they have a record of X mind work, right? Relating to this problem, but relating to the, what I don't know what you want to say, they confirmed that they do have records.
Of all mind work.
Relating to this one that we are talking about. The only thing they said was that they want the chamber to ask them to trace. That's what they said. Is it not what they
said? The other thing also what they said was that they couldn't trace these people because of moving, migration. People have moved from one area to the other. So they are not easy traceable.
But records, I think they said they have. Yeah, the records they said. Because we were excited about the fact that they can then assist us with those records. But
I also recall that they said that they had records of all the members.
Yeah, they did.
They said that, eh?
Yes, they did. So let's have that sentence that when asked by the committee whether they have records of X miners who are the subject of this. We said not investigation. We said it what? At the beginning we don't say, we said we mustn't use investigation. We said
inquiry.
Yeah. When asked by the committee whether they have got records of the ex mine workers who are subject to this inquiry, they confirmed that they have such records. Full.
That's when we ask them to go and put the names there by labor department also.
Because you know
they have confirmed that they have records.
Yeah. The point that I want to drive home is that in this merry-go-round, each entity is pointing to another. Each department is passing the buck. The reason why I was not happy with that sentence not being included, we went to Tampa with the hope that they were a recruiting agent, only to find out that they are something else now. You know? Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Continue.
We've cut that last sentence. We said the same.
We are going to include the one year record.
The record we are including it in the previous page.
So we go to
credential. There we say message in Mala or Tijuana. So if I'm from the committee that the NUM instead of the NUM intercept 389 million. This one was clearly intercepted with all neutrals. Danger operated as a pyramid scheme in order to mandate that intercepted with them. The commander that the danger was now under transition and parties involved in the management of funds have been secured. Since the creators took over, they have recovered about 92 million from the NUM and approximately has been paid out as dependent leaders and offenders.
They have recovered about 19 million for the Birmingham Project Fund, and approximately 19 million has been paid out as dividends to widows or orphans of the state members. Funds in Zebra which is in are intermingled and it's therefore difficult to assist in who can settle how much. I think then we should instead move to the question mark.
Now, the danger also, ne? Because I asked that question, and I would want that to include it because I asked that question specifically as a result of what the chair is saying. And we're trying to trace the list. I asked specifically the curator whether the money transferred can be linked to specific individuals, and he said yes. As far as they are concerned, they have bank statements. Yeah, which actually show you that this is so much was invested by so. I really want us to do something about, because that is important for us, so that Fidencia can also give us that information if Parliament now agrees with us. They will be bound because they told us that they have. That in fact the curator will give quite easily because he wants us to do something else.
Was it investment? Was it not withdrawal? Because that's when they were saying some of the people who withdrew the money were not eligible to those money. They were friends. There's a sort of corruption that was going on.
And those people can be easily traced.
Yeah.
So if a person has got a banking account, that person can be traced.
Yeah, because what you are saying is that he does not know, he cannot confirm, which is correct, that money, when it was brought in and it was in my name, he can confirm that I am the legitimate beneficiary who has been placed at the bank's record. That's all he was saying. But he says he can give us those names. We can see what to do with them. That's when he said he would like us to investigate who brought the money. This 787 from who took it from Old Mutual and bring it here when Old Mutual is a reputable company. But then we said, well,
but in order to accommodate Linanzika this view, we can in one of the sentences see that the Indoyokba, he also hinted the committee that financial transactions that were effected in that period can be followed.
Yeah.
You know, you want to protect the committee, you want to hint that something can be done. Yeah.
Okay, didn't they also say it's unlikely that
he will not be able to get all the money from all the things that he is going to sell.
Yeah.
Investors
will not be able to recoup. It will to get all the money invested. That's why I was asking him, and he jokingly said, I can come and buy a farm.
I remember that. And it was his. He said, come.
Because he wanted to recoup the money to give it to the beneficiary.
You know, that last sentence, the one just left in the card. So, are going to give the available information back to him and then have to treat the beneficiary.
No, don't say that.
They are not going to give to NUM at all. He's going to give us the because we asked him whether he can give us, said he will give to us. You can rather than he agreed if we want.
What we can say was that is that the curators were prepared to provide us with all the information, all the relevant information
regarding this matter.
Okay.
In point four and point five, I say, leaving it to the committee.
Oh, that is you now.
I was wondering this committee doesn't have findings. I was really wondering.
Yeah, no, I was also wondering.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
The committee has not made any findings. So, it's about the community to flag the door will be sent to capture what the committee wants.
Yeah.
And put it here.
Yeah.
And then we can meet again.
I think one fact that we have established in the process is that there is substance in the whole story, and there are many stakeholders involved. Ex-mine workers, or let us say some ex-mine workers, are genuinely owed money.
Yeah, they have got a legitimate case.
They have a legitimate case.
Definitely.
Against certain institutions, organizations, and government departments.
Yeah.
I'm carelessly putting this, this whole thing. But the manner in which this whole case is followed makes it difficult to realize the intended objective. I'm sure you'll identify areas of difficulty that everybody is doing anything, how should I say?
No one is taking responsibility for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get an activity in that corner relating to the same matter, another activity in that corner, and another activity in that corner. There is no coordinated approach in resolving this matter. One other thing is that, because ex-mine workers were numbered in those times, it is difficult to trace them as beneficiaries to the claim.
Yeah.
Them and their beneficiaries to the claim. The institutions that recruited them and those that employed those that employed them do not have records. So let us say
they were numbered.
Oh no, we must
just
say they don't have. We must say
they are records.
We must tie them a little because
when
they have the records.
They have records.
Yeah. So let's put them in a bit of the
I want to something that would say
that they allege that they don't have records. Or they claim not to be having records. Yeah.
Whilst information
indicates that records should be there.
Records
should be there. Yeah.
And workers invested
money
in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a legal.
Yeah.
I just very quickly through the report. There were some issues about dependence. And the ex-miners having different ideas of what a dependent is compared to the policies. Didn't that say some of the expectations that certain family members would say?
That's a finding, yeah.
It's a finding.
We have found that there is a different interpretation regarding who are the dependents, mine workers and those institutions.
Yeah,
that's what we should also make as a finding.
Yeah.
And
the other point that you're making is that in the process of everyone doing everything, a lot of expectation was created.
Yep.
resulting in the pressures that government is getting from every quarter.
And also, we mustn't forget to say that some of the workers, the ex-mine workers, they did not want their wives or spouses to know about this fund.
That's how it's difficult to create beneficiaries.
So that's why some of them got lost.
Yeah.
Because now those the person who was working there is no more, but the beneficiary
is not in the
book because they were not part of them.
And some had to put one more for them.
Or join my
English.
They were able to pay 9
out of 118 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So just go and make sure that that will
make happen. Sure, because that's a finding.
Mm. Another finding we must make there is that without putting money on it, is that for the provident part, is our finding, that it is a center of money, of we don't know how much, but that is where the money of the mine workers was. So that whoever wants to go forward must never leave the provident fund out of asking or a, just tell us how far. They still have got, but we don't know how much they. The Chamber of Mines also is an institution which must be part of the center of this matter in terms of the transaction. Then, I do not know, because that's where I've got doubt. The matter we were told by the curator, whether we shouldn't bring it in here, or we will do it as a recommendation. Where the curator was really correct to say, it is our job to really investigate who brought the money from Old Mutua
and
to invest in Fidencia, and why? Because this side, and that person doesn't seem to be alive in the books of the curate. But I will do that in the. But I really would be wanting to know. Because he was saying that person must be found and be locked up also.
And he also then said a lot of some of the people there, their own friends who had given the money instead of given to the real beneficiary.
But between recommendations and findings, we must outline constraints.
Constraints also, about all these people that we called. It was the first time that we heard from Fidencia that there was mining.
And
789 million.
Our people lost
money.
Yeah,
which was 700 million
something.
Yeah. But all these other people never said anything. They were only sticking to the 54 million, which they have already used, and only 20 million was left.
Before I forget, because there's another recommendation which I thought we should discuss, which I thought about. You see, there is money, and that is for sure, that when the chamber says we cannot trade people, and when the provident money, the fund says we cannot trade people, it's admitting that it has money with it. Right? Now, the recommendation I wanted us to put was that money, it doesn't matter how much is it. It must be taken away from them because it does not belong to them.
Yes.
We would rather than give it to government to do something in those communities where these mine workers come from.
That's
because at least we can trace where they come from, this kind of vicinity.
Yeah.
Then you can go there and improve the life of everybody because you no longer know whose money was that. So yes, we put it in a kitty. And all what you need to trace now is to just trace where do they come from. They come from this area. And then that a certain amount of money is pumped there to make the life of the people there to be. That's the recommendation I was thinking of, which we must make. That we must take that money from Old Mutual and whatever, whoever has it.
But on that one, we need to be a little bit cautious because we need to make sure, firstly, that those people cannot be trained. Otherwise, you're giving away money that is legally entitled to X amount of people. So you must say after a thorough investigation,
if after certain conditions are met, it can't be. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you.
That's very good. What is our what do we say about the X Mine Workers Union? Anything particular? What is our recommendation?
Suspend them.
Sorry?
No, I was just saying, joking, that you just thank them for bringing the letter to your attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so what we must do there, our recommendation was that whoever is going to deal with this matter must deal with tracing the individuals who have got a stake. And not really worry about dealing with this matter through the ex-mine worker system.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really irrelevant. But we can thank them. I mean, we can be honorable and just write them a nice letter thanking them for bringing the matter to and tell them what we are going to do now.
You will be surprised that there's another lady who claims to be president of the I just forgot that another letter also that needs my direct response to a letter written by another lady from the Eastern
Kingdom.
She might be one of the ones that came.
They are assisting families of ex-mine workers.
Yeah.
So it's something that says this thing can go haywire if it is not recorded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mr. Neff, you were saying something before this one of things.
I was saying that the matter, in fact, it's aligned with what the chair is saying. That we must find a way in which we make a recommendation as to what we think how this matter from now should be handled. And the chairperson is making a point here. We must either centralize it so that it must not be handled there and then handled, so it can just get scattered all over.
Mm.
So we must actually direct as a form of recommendation to say, but we can just say, let it be centralized.
Yeah.
And the other people can see where it should be located. But I don't know now.
Because the point that we're busy making is that whilst there might be sense in saying that there's a union of ex-miners, or ex-mine workers, not everybody belongs
that's
to that
right, union. That's a very important point.
But Mr. Namazele, if Namazele can hear those words, he will come flying and we are going to rock. The boat is going to rock.
You know, this thing of government always allowing situations where they are held to ransom. We need a recommendation, a carefully crafted recommendation.
Sure.
I think our human rights go too far.
Yeah.
I see it as my right to mess up with other people.
Not
think
that you are messing someone's rights.
Yeah, no. I just think of my rights.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what. What can you think of? You can just think of something else.
He will assist us.
Because some of the issues was that he was gaining some kind of money
from these poor people.
So it's not to give him credibility for taking up this issue, because that will just encourage more people to join with paying fees or dues or whatever he charges them.
Okay.
And like the chair was saying, that there must be some alternative mechanism. Deal with it, that people raise it and then leave it with people that will actually take it forward, that will have the capacity to deal with people's problems.
Okay.
Like some kind of joint committee between the department.
That would be a recommendation. What is it that would recommend? If you go entity by entity, you will find out that the Department of Health confirmed that they had 54 million. They have dispersed
so much, and they are busy trying to trace
people for further disbursement.
Yeah.
Department of Labor, what did they say?
We don't have leads.
3.6. They confirm the existence of 54 million. And that it was being paid to the legitimate. And it's being implemented by the Department of Health. So they have done well. they are fine.
Okay.
Well, maybe another finding is that some of the problems were caused because of this disaggregated fund that creates some level of confusion because the long service awards is if you die within a certain period, all these complications. So people are not quite sure that where to draw the money from.
But also, while you are still there, go through the minutes and everything, and actually tabulate the entities that have the money, or that is supposed to be where people can claim, the legitimate beneficiaries can claim. It's very important to say there is this type of money, there is this type of, well, they are in different categories.
Okay.
And that you will see in through the records, so that people can be able to go and see which one to claim.
Yeah.
That's that.
Recommendations.
Now, I was going to recommend another one. Whoever is going to deal with this, let me suggest. I was going to suggest that a joint committee.
Joint departmental committee.
Of the departments that are mentioned here, should be formed. Ne? But that would also be, joint departmental committee here. And we leave it to process the recommendations that are finding. Serious. Because some of them need to be investigated, and that could assist. I'm suggesting that kind of.
You were about to suggest another one.
Now it's gone.
Sorry.
Now it's gone. It will come back.
It would be a recommendation that. Ex-mine workers have money out there, and it is a duty of government to get that money for them.
Yeah.
So that's a recommendation.
Yeah.
It's a very strong statement that says government of the people will have to go out and get their money.
Yeah.
The other thing also that could run off and spending fruitless.
So before we must be qualifying beneficiaries so that it must not be like all
qualifying.
Because it can open the.
I think also this thing of hiring DEPA, paying DEPA a lot of money and DEPA charging them by kilometers to say if I go this far and that far, it's so much. I think it's a wasteful expenditure. The recommendation that we made at that time with labor to say, how about having the DEPA giving those names to labor department so that they can be put up in the offices. Because really, I think if I don't want to do the job, I'll just say I went there, here.
Yeah, and then if you go there again.
Yes, and nothing happened.
Okay.
What about the private entities? Because they didn't exploit the workers.
they gain so much from having minors. They have some kind of moral responsibility.
What they
do? Like the chamber, for example.
Mm.
Although they're not a technical legal entity, but they were part of a process that related to pastors, related to a whole lot of things. And somehow they can't just be left out because they need to, on their own initiative, be encouraged.
What was their interest in establishing that entity? Why did they become a chamber? What was their benefit? Because
they protected the interests of the minority.
Had there been no workers, there wouldn't have been a chamber.
Mm, that's
a
Now, I suppose what you are raising is this one which we must never leave on. This one of tracing all the money. This committee we have, its responsibility as the chair says. This one, your joint department. We must also be able to say its responsibility must be to trace all the money that belongs to the ex-mine workers, the legitimate ex-mine workers. Right? And it will include that one which you then made a legal phrasing of saying, once it is found, and we have done all the other things, that money, we must go and take it. The most important thing is that money does not belong to this guy. They are having it, it's increasing their balance sheet. And they are able to borrow somewhere as a result of a balance sheet of money which belongs to the people somewhere there. Some of them are still alive, so we must be seen to have done something fundamental.
All these entities were pointing to each other, saying that entity didn't do that entity didn't. And that can be part of the findings of the committee, that these bodies have not put the effort in finding those beneficial people, whereas they had the capabilities and resources.
Hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we must say so. Yeah, because they are sitting with a lot of resources there, and they are still fighting with Teva as to who must go where.
Yes.
And they gave Teva 90 something names out of two.
What do we suggest these departments that should be dealing with this? Department of Health, Labor,
Minerals. And then you have the Eastern Cape real department, because they must come in, the province. Or we leave them out.
Let's talk about department.
That will be labor. Minerals you can't say because they are not in this mess.
Yeah.
They are not really involved. It's just health and labor here.
But minerals is the one who is in the chamber.
With the chamber. Oh, then let's have the minerals and energy.
Labor, health, and chamber.
And minerals and energy.
Yeah.
They must have an interdepartmental task team. But I wonder whether. Yeah, no, let's leave it at that.
Okay. Anything that was not.
Now, the other thing is, we must also anticipate that the people who want this to be done is us, this committee.
Mm.
Now, we must also be aware that you can say, let it be formed, and it never gets formed, that task, or it is formed, it doesn't function. So we must have a way in which our interest must be furthered. I just don't know how we are going to. Because we must be able really to make sure that these miners must. So you might get this department forming a task, and it goes on and on and on and on. And we do our oversight, we shout, and let it go. So I just don't know how we are going to make sure, or whether we should include this ad hoc committee in a way through the chair.
when we present the report,
yeah, we
our life
is our life
go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make any recommendation. You can refer to the relevant portfolio committees,
like
health, minerals and energy, and
labor, yeah.
Follow up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Serious, because otherwise we don't have that much. And Runa here we can be, even when our life is over, we are able to talk to the chairperson of this committee.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
What is happening there. Now in our own respective way.
Okay.
But also if it is passed in terms of a resolution, it's an instruction to the committee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
an instruction.
Sure.
It's an instruction by Parliament.
Yeah, by Parliament.
To the committee.
Yeah, to the committee,
yeah.
That they must make a follow-up and monitor whether this will be done. Then, maybe when it's like that. We have got an instrument to make sure that the ordinary people out there they benefit from this as quickly as possible, because some of the monies are there on the moment.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And
the
president
for that joint committee.
Oh, absolutely. Standard says 42 is for tracing. 42 million is for tracing. I don't know.
But you can counter check. The point he's making is relevant in the sense that there is information somewhere which, when it is pieced together, it will assist in doing something.
Yeah.
So we can put that also as part of our finding.
Although
they were also complaining that they have made sent out notices in diesels and whatever, but people are not coming
through. Who is that?
I think it's the health department also, who were saying they have opened up places, centers where people can come for this to be x-rayed or examined. But they don't come. Because some of them, that's when we ask, they might not even know that the inside has been.
Yeah, we question their marketing strategy for that facility.
Yeah.
Because you can't just build a facility and think people will know that there is such a facility.
But then they are saying they've got this money for tracing. How do they trace?
Now, another thing that we must know, which is just general practice, in particularly in the black community, is that if I'm staying here and I come from Limpopo and I was working around here and I become very, very sick here, right? And you think you will trace me here, you are really just because when I'm in that condition, that's when I think of my very far, where I didn't even, there is no address which I left with you. My first address is the one of Google Atria. And then I'm lost in the system. So they might be thinking, they will trace people that way. Lord, I'm now dying somewhere there because I have to go and die where I come from. That's how we are in reality, their life. So these are the factors that is making this whole business to me. My the address I've given to the mine is no longer the one that I'm now using. I must be somewhere very far.
So you can't go and trace Umkhosa
elsewhere. Yeah.
Because why Barcelona has
yeah.
Been the empire.
And miners were also from Zimbabwe.
Yeah. And
Mozambique.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah.
So that is why people
yeah.
Say
any other
thing
that any other process. What meeting tomorrow? You know they will moor us tomorrow.
But this guy can give me this. Okay.
There's a meeting. Or what we said was that this meeting was going to do what we've done. Punch back the report and try to put together. Tomorrow is a meeting to adopt the report. We'll go through the same process, make final, or if there will be, arrangements so that the report can be ready for presentation to Parliament. We'll sit till late tomorrow. I don't know what time are we meeting this?
I will be around.
Where will you be?
I'm going to Zimbabwe.
Okay.
We intend to Zimbabwe.
Oh, you're going to Zimbabwe?
Yeah,
yeah.
Zimbabwe.
You're going to Antwerp?
I will be leaving at 1.
That's cool.
I would have loved to be here. The arrangement that I
well, what are we doing in the morning? At the committees in the morning?
Because even now we are struggling
no,
to get the other members. Because it's only us who have been very participating.
Yeah, I mean, when they see me in the corridor, they will say, oh, it's okay. I've got another thing.
Yeah, but
yeah,
they don't come. But if it's, well, I think we have done one.
Yeah?
But you will need the members a bit to adopt.
To adopt,
yeah.
Yes.
To adopt.
Yeah, that process
yeah,
cannot
it
be.
It needs to be done.
Yeah.
Well, let it be, because it's part of democracy.
The approach is you suggested certain things which I think are very crucial, which I think you motivate me.
They will do.
If you're capturing of this discussion and your typing will be accurate, I can defend the position. I know I can. I'm very, very able to circumvent some intrusion. But I would have loved.
I would also have loved to be here, really. My hands are tied by foreign affairs.
The problem is, we could try and talk to people and ask them to come at a certain time in the morning session. They would say yes.
And they never
and
come.
They don't come. That's the problem. That's the problem. They
well,
never say
leave no. It like that. Just go and couch it. If you can, you can even give me the... the version in the morning.
Yeah, so that you can.
In the morning, I can put my own comment, which can assist you. I don't have a problem. Provided it is before 10, because 10 o'clock, I go into a meeting 1 hour only.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I've got to run now.
Yeah.
But I leave at 1. So if it is before 10 or 5, you can trade me somewhere. And then if I feel to make some comments, the chairperson is there, and we can work. I'm very happy with that. Before 10.
Yeah.
If you go and work hard enough, because it's not much, you can let this thing be done.
I'm not apologizing, but already 2 hours of mine here, it's normally they don't pay us overtime. That's
oh,
okay.
Okay.
So that is why even my 2 hours here is not going to be paid. Already I was supposed to have left at 4:00 and 6:00.
I didn't even look at the time.
So it's 6:00.
Okay.
Mama Tibet was just saying he was going to be here around 6:00. So, yeah, the problem is we have raised this with our manager. We said, look, let us be allowed to be given at least 1 day off if we have company so many hours, but they refuse. They tell us that there's no sales here. So we always try to sacrifice. That is why I'm trying to, like 2 hours we've said, so we said, but we said we need to see how to save it. Because I was told that we had a great time of service. I think it was better. And now they tell us saying now they